Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Some of these things, like education, are subsidized by state or federal monies. So the city cuts, to the extent that they have taken place, aren't as onerous as you might think. But it's clear we cannot continue to do everything we've been doing with the size workforce we have. We just don't have the tax revenues, and we're not going to get the help from Albany.
Again, Mayor Bloomberg from his budget address yesterday, which, as you've been hearing, would eliminate up to 6,700 teachers from the public schools, 400 firefighters, as well as shutting down some fire companies, and close up to 50 senior centers, 16 daycare centers, and 10 libraries. So now another reaction to the proposals from a member of the City Council's Progressive Caucus, Councilmember Melissa Mark Viverito, who represents East Harlem and part of the South Bronx. Hi, Councilwoman. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you for inviting me.
Your caucus thinks the mayor is proposing to cut more than he needs to?
Completely. And obviously, let me just first start off by saying that clearly we understand the difficult predicament that we find ourselves in because of the irresponsibility of the state legislature. And I know that you had the governor on before and he talked extensively about this. And that obviously puts us in a difficult position. But regardless, I think that, you know, when we look at budgets, we look at priorities and what messages we're sending. And I think my concern and the concern of the caucus is that, you know, in these difficult times, nothing should be off the table in terms of conversations. I heard Deputy Mayor Wolfson last night, and I know that the mayor yesterday off the cuff said that any discussion on looking at a possibility of taxing of, you know, carried interest, for instance, or maybe even looking at a more progressive tax structure was completely off the table. And I don't think, and we don't think, that in these difficult times anything or any discussion should be off the table.
Meaning taxes?
Correct. And I know, you know, again, weekly clearly understand that some of the proposals that we are making do require some level of state approval. But we believe, and I believe strongly, that the mayor has an opportunity to exercise his leadership the way he has done on many other issues when he's gone to Albany, also when he's gone to the federal government, to really talk about the responsibility that we all have in this economic climate, to really put in our share and to really put in and invest in our city. And so that really is something that we look for in our mayor.
What taxes would you raise, and by how much?
Well, we're talking about, and these are proposals actually that are being now universally accepted, so to speak. You know, we talked about, and it has been talked about in past years, about taxing hedge fund carried interest, for instance. That's something that we believe is very much important and needed. Senator Schumer is holding this position, and so is the federal government in its discussions about reform. So for the city of New York, that would potentially bring in $100 to $200 million, for instance. When we talk about the progressive income tax structure and looking at maybe creating an additional bracket of people earning above $250,000, that, you know, you're talking about $1 to $2 billion potentially. When you're talking about some proposals out there about the bonuses that are happening on Wall Street, having some additional surcharge, considering that 2009 was a historic year for Wall Street, and a lot of that was a result of us as taxpayers investing and putting in our taxpayers into that bailout. You know, these are, again, hard times, and we need to have serious conversations. The mayor has the ability to convene a summit similar to what President Obama has done to really bring people to the table and say, you know, you've got to do more in these difficult times. So, you know, these are different ideas, not that are new to us. This is conversations that have been ongoing, and we believe that should be carried forth in this difficult time.
A listener named Marissa posts on our webpage, the game Monopoly has a luxury tax. Let's have a very high tax on luxury items. If you can afford a $125,000 car, you should be able to pay a 50% tax on it, too. What do you think about something like that?
I mean, again, we have to have conversations. I know I've heard people talk about luxury tax as well. Again, conversations that need to happen. When our deputy mayor and our mayor discard these kinds of conversations, it's sending a very wrong message, I think, to all of the residents of the city of New York. We should not be balancing this budget on the most vulnerable, and that's what continues to happen, is that we're seeing these severe cuts. A city as diverse and a city as congested, let's say, as New York City, to think about closing 20 fire companies, to me, is just not sustainable. When we're thinking about eliminating 6,000 2,500 teachers in the city that has a million children in public schools. I mean, it's just not sustainable. So we really have an opportunity here. I think I see this as a window of opportunity to really shake things up and look at things in a different light and be willing to take the risk to have conversations that people have not been willing to have. And so we really have to change course. We can't continue to do politics as usual. And my sense of what I'm hearing in this budget is the trickle-down economics theory. Oh, somehow let's preserve and let's hold sacred Wall Street and the highest income earners, and then everybody else will benefit. And we're not seeing that happen. It hasn't happened.
And listeners, we have a poll on our webpage that goes to which of the services that are threatened with cuts you would preserve first. Even if taxes are raised, there will be cuts to many things. How would you rank the importance of the various things that are on the chopping block right now? Go to our webpage, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll ask the councilwoman the same question in a minute. But let's take a phone call first on the idea of raising taxes on the wealthy. Boris in Queens Village, you're on WNYC. Hello, Boris.
Yes, hi. How you doing?
Okay, thank you.
Well, I just want to add that, you know, New York City is taxed to death. Ever since Bloomberg came in, he's increased property taxes. I bought a house 3 years ago. My property taxes were roughly about $4,800. Now I'm paying about $6,300 in my property taxes. My water bill has increased. We pay a 5% tax on our payroll that goes directly to the city. So my wife pays 5% out of her salary. I pay 5% out of my salary. We're not rich. We're middle class. We have three kids. I find it harder and harder and harder to live in the city. I'm not in the city. I'm in Queens Village.
But you're in the city limits and the city tax jurisdictions. Well, the councilwoman is suggesting raising the tax, the income tax, only on people who, I guess from what you say, make a lot more than you do. Would you support that?
What's considered a lot more, though?
$250,000 and above.
How much?
$250,000 and above.
You know what? If it's $250,000, I'm fine with that.
All right.
I mean, New York City
itself is such an expensive city to live in. It cannot go lower than that price. I mean, than that number, $250,000. That's what I think.
Boris, thank you. But you know, Councilwoman, that the mayor opposes that even at $250,000+ because of the freedom of the wealthiest New Yorkers to leave the city. Are you not afraid of, in effect, killing the golden goose by chasing it away?
There are no studies and analyses that have validated that position. Again, I think it's the boogeyman. You know, this is what's coming. It's going to come. Again, what I think needs to happen is an exercise in leadership, in having the conversation with people in the room. You know, I believe very much in consensus building. I do believe in people having a conversation and engaging in dialogue. And I believe, similar to what President Obama did when he asked and pulled all the bankers together and he pulled the big firms together, that he needs to convene a summit and tell everybody in this city, regardless of your position, that we all have to chip in during these difficult times. No one set of individuals or industries can be held to a different standard. And that is unfortunately what I think it happened and what this budget reflects. We're talking about the gentleman that just called in. We are not talking about this impacting. Our recommendations would not impact the middle class and the hard workers in the city of New York. If anything, what we're trying to do is protect them, because we understand the difficulties and how expensive it is to live in New York City and the challenges that working families and the working poor have to continue to live here. So we can't continue to cut services on those that are vitally crucial as well to making this city run. And that's what's happening.
Carlos in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hello, Carlos.
Hi, love your show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that we should, in order to like try to like balance it out, we should try to raise the taxes, increase the price of MetroCards, improve the MTA, eliminate city vehicles from non-essential personnel, like the sanitation workers and supervisors that do not need to be in the field, you know, and leave the teachers alone, you know, leave the health department alone, leave essential workers, you know, where they need to be, you know, cut some of the fat from the police, you know, take away their parking permits. Mm-hmm. You know, they could make a ton of money. The city could make a ton of money and giving them tickets when they would park illegally in places.
Carlos,
that's what they need to do.
Thank you for your call. Leslie in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, there, Brian. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilwoman, I think that before you start talking about raising taxes, the city itself has a bit of a PR problem, and I can tell you about something I saw yesterday. I was on 72nd Street and Columbus Avenue, and I honestly thought it was a terrorist action. 8 fire trucks, police responded, and I thought, wandered over and said, what on earth is going on? 8 fire trucks, 40 firemen responded to a bird that fell out of its nest. And when you see that kind of a response over a little tiny bird, it makes you wonder, what are they thinking about?
Leslie, thank you. Councilwoman, a couple of callers there talking about, identifying waste and cutting it.
I very much agree. I think that, that we in the city council have had hearings, extensive hearings, and now the comptroller has been involved. For instance, with this city time contract, which I know there was an article in the Daily News by Juan Gonzalez about it, about how much money beyond what was originally projected is being spent on these independent, on these contracts. Contracting out of city services has a real cost attached to it. I mean, I think the callers are raising some really legitimate things that we have to look at. These are conversations that we have to do and really make these recommendations. Not that they haven't been made, let me be clear, because in some cases they have been. There has to be a real serious attention paid to them by the administration as well.
And
those are legitimate issues that are being raised.
And what about the proportion of the cuts to each other? Even if there is a tax hike or a bigger restoration from Albany or Washington, big cuts will still be needed this year. Do you argue with the mayor's priorities of cutting no police officers but about 6,700 teachers, or closing one out of 6 senior centers and some daycare centers and fire companies? What about proportionally the cuts that will have to be made?
Well, we have to, that's the conversation that we have now. That is the opportunity we have now. The mayor presents his executive budget. We have our hearings in the city council. Questions are raised. Negotiations are had. So that is where that question gets answered. I'm not about, and I'm ready to say at this point, where those priorities lie. Those are conversations we have internally. Our speaker presents the negotiations on behalf of the council. And so we do have a great opportunity, and we really, really, really would ask the listeners to make yourselves part of these budget discussions and the budget hearings. Come down, express your views, express your vision and your point of view so that we can utilize that and incorporate that into our conversations. And we take that very seriously.
And this is really just the beginning of that conversation after the mayor's proposals yesterday. The budget is officially due at the end of June.
Yes.
So these conversations will be actively taking place over at least the next month, certainly on this program and in many other public forums. And people do, by all means, as Council Member Mark Viverito suggests here, get in touch with your city council member. And who else? Get in touch with the mayor's office directly. How do you think people can most effectively make their voices heard?
I believe that people, they can find out of our hearing dates and come down and express your point of view. You can call your council members. We do track that. When we start getting a lot of calls on a particular issue, that really makes a difference, and it really is something that sits in the mind of the electeds and that we bring forth in our conversation. So none of that is an exercise in vain. It really is important, and I would really ask your listeners to do that in these difficult times.
City Councilwoman Melissa Mark Viverito of East Harlem and part of the South Bronx, a member of the City Council's Progressive Caucus. Thank you very much for coming on with us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And listeners, in case you're interested, I'll be talking more about the city and state budgets as part of the New York One Reporters Roundtable on television tonight at about 7:30 and 10:30 on New York One. And coming up next, the myth of the ergonomic chair. Stand up and listen.